Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome once again. You're listening to WAAOL, All Automotive Advertising News, all the time, brought to you, of course, by Blog Talk Radio. Link directly to our one-stop site for all of your automotive advertising needs, which is adagencyonline.net. I am Philip Zellinger, the president of Ad Agency Online, the ultimate outsourcing tool for automotive advertising agencies and auto dealers who wish to open their own in-house automotive advertising agency. The purpose of today's show is a Lunch with Phil show. It is an open business meeting. Today we're going to be discussing a lot of auto industry issues. I want to include in that, by the way, the use of laser stream video as an opportunity to maximize the efficiencies of not only your information and value of your website, but frankly, we've also been able to apply the logic of using their videos to enhance your search engine optimization and improve your positioning on the search engines, which is a major added value that we haven't really addressed in the details in the previous shows. But before I get into the specifics of video and the value of laser stream video and specific value to the relationship we have them as a preferred vendor, I think it's important that we also start recognizing that there's a situation going on in the marketplace that a lot of the agencies have been asking me to address. I quite frankly think it's a universal knowledge at this point that the market and the economy in general is in distress. I think it's very important, though, that we as today's modern age automotive advertising agencies take on a different attitude about the frustrations that our dealers are faced with and resolve them based on our relationship as a consultant, not as an automotive advertising agency in old school perceptions of what our role in our relationship with our clients should be. By that I mean that the first thing we have to recognize, guys, is since this is an open business meeting, I'll also address the point that there are a lot of our web surfers and people that come to our portal that are not affiliated agencies of Ad Agency Online or even our auto dealer clients. There are OEMs out there that listen. There are different advertising associations, and there are those people that are just surfing the web looking for information on the auto industry. We've even had a growing audience, we find, of people who find our site looking for car dealers because of our dealer spotlight programming. I want to explain to you guys that the inside story that I'm about to discuss with you is really to explain the media and the way they've been dealing with the frustrations that the economy has posed and specific to the auto industry. And it's something that I, as an automotive industry insider and the guests that we've had on our various shows, you know, we observe the impact it has on the public, and we observe the impact it has on the dealers even out there and their perception of, oh my God, the Chicken Little, the sky is falling. Well, you know, the truth of the matter is that every once in a while, the sky really is falling. There really is a shrinkage in the market. There really is a reduction that you can't force. You know, one of the philosophies that I, as a car dealer, having spent 25 years first on the retail side of the fence, as both a general manager, executive dealer, and dealer, was to admit to myself that I couldn't force the market. My role was then to just simply address my market share. It was a responsibility I had as a new car franchise. It was a common sense logic that I had to just first focus on my existing customer base and opportunities that I can control, such as, you know, marketing directly to those previous customers with fixed operations opportunities, and or just servicing friends, neighbors, and relatives through internal opportunities and networking in the community. All of these things become much more relevant, much more important, and much more of a priority when you're faced with a shrinking economy and market. So the first thing you have to do is look in the mirror and accept the fact that it's not going to change, you can't force it, and it's not quite as bad or as unique as the media seems to paint it. The bottom line point is that it's been our experience, and I'll say I'll qualify that stronger, it's been my experience. You know, 30 years in this business, I have seen it before. And when I read articles that this is the first and it's been 30 years since this has happened, well, I was there the last time. I started in the auto industry in the 70s. I wound up gravitating towards Honda because they were solving the gas crunch that happened then. And the solution that it surfaced the opportunities for Honda and Toyota and other gas-conscious manufacturers to address that issue, gain market share, and then as things stabilized, they, of course, continued to build and grow. The fact that you're faced with it perhaps for the first time in your career, or that you're faced with it from a different perspective if you're in the advertising business and you used to be in retail like myself, it doesn't change the reaction you should have to it. You know, deal with what you can control, and the rest of it will take place on its own. So the things we control first is to look for leveraged and networked solutions for our clients. they don't have to be limited to advertising. They can be expanded into other consulting functions like processes and managing staff. You know, I remind you all that AdAgencyOnline.net is an independent network of affiliated independent automotive advertising agencies. We all have a common understanding of our relationship with our clients, take value in the leverage of our resources. Most of you, at least, I think at least 80-90% of our agencies are on flat retainers, consulting retainers we call them, because years ago we recognized the adversarial relationship that existed with conventional advertising agencies that worked on a commission or worked on a percentage of the media they placed. Because I, as a dealer, remember the reason I didn't have an ad agency when I was growing up in the retail business was because I never wanted to wonder whether they wanted a raise or they actually had to raise my budget. You know, the adversarial relationship that's intrinsic in a commission that's tied to a particular product or service suggests that there's a conflict of interest. You know, the agency might very well be justifying going into radio or TV over print because they get commission on radio and TV and they don't on print. I mean, that was the old philosophy. In today's market, print is dead and dying for its own causes. But I guess what I'm trying to put on the table for all of you out there is to please open up the curtains, look out and see exactly what it is your auto dealers need in order to preserve the market share they have. Because think of it, if the market is shrinking, but they stabilize their message, if they maintain a consistent presence in their market, then their share, if they can maintain it, represents a larger piece of the pie that's left, and that's the opportunity. Because when we come out of the other end of this, as that market share percentage is stabilized, as the bucket gets bigger, you'll have a bigger piece of that bucket. You know, all of these consolidations are another example of that. The dealers that are paranoid of losing their stores, certainly I understand the energy that that would put into the mix, but the solution is still to maintain the basics. You know, increase your absorption. Focus on the things you can control, like retaining your existing customers and service. Make sure you have a follow-up system built into the properly integrated CRM system. Make sure that the relationship that you have with your staff is stable, because that's another factor. Employee retention is as important as customer retention. All of these things that I'm pointing out to you have nothing to do with advertising old school, but they have everything to do with what we're earning our retainers on. So the first thing I want to address before I get into the specifics of some of the tools associated with LaserStream Video and the value that those applications represent in accomplishing what I've just laid out, I want to make sure that we all look at our customers, have our conversations, get on the phone. Don't wait for them to call you. Don't hide in a corner because you're afraid the traffic is down and that they're going to blame you. The dealers are seeing the market conditions. The consumers that are out there are passing on the frustrations when they walk in and they want to buy a car, but they can't because they have negative equity, or they can't because the payment structure is too high because of their credit situation. You know, all of these things contribute to the real-world problems that we have and the real opportunities it presents to the guys that provide the solution. If the solution is, in your mind, limited to your advertising message and limited to your production capabilities and limited to your media purchasing, you're wrong. The resources that we provide within our group, whether it be me personally as a consultant advising you in terms of facility evaluations and staffing evaluations, or whether it be your own experience being refocused into internal processes to maximize the efficiency of the traffic that you are generating, it doesn't matter. It all focuses down to we are a network of resources that need to be applied in more than just advertising in a conventional sense. That said, let's focus on an example of where the opportunities can be pinpointed. We all recognize that there's been a shift in the relationship that we have with our customers as far as getting them information. It was brought about by technology, which is a good thing. The opportunity for consumers to bypass car dealers and go to the internet for information is an extremely realistic expectation. You cannot anticipate being able to catch them on the internet because of all of the different resources that they have available, all of the social networking sites now that are getting them the information they need, all of the third-party websites that we allowed to develop because we weren't watching the internet and we were allowing companies to go out there and create a third-party identity like the autotrader.coms and the cars.coms and the dealers. All they've really done is taken value in the internet, created their own efficiencies and inventing their identity through search engine optimizations and search engine marketing. And quite honestly, we have to focus on that ourselves. We need to invest in that as a media, as an opportunity for our dealers to compete in that arena. But the confession I'll make is you'll never be competitive in the SEM role, because truth is the budgets that these monoliths have been able to accumulate as a result of taking the levers of the hundreds and thousands of dealers that are spending $20 a lead, you're not going to be able to compete with them in the SEM arena. So you have to focus on the SEO. Again, for those people who are perhaps new to the site, or those people who are really ignorant of the opportunities available in maximizing the opportunity of the new media called internet, search engine optimization is an organic opportunity to create an identity that attracts the search engine attention to consumers. And they go into Google or Yahoo and MSN and they type in those keywords to find the information they need, they're going to surface a whole bunch of different websites. You want to be in the top page, at least the top, 3 to 10. In order to do that, there's two sides of the screen, guys. There's the left side and the right side. On the left side, the search engine optimization, that's free. That's just a matter of making sure that you've maximized the efficiencies of your site to be found by the search engines. They have their own filters, they have their web crawlers, they have all of the different technologies to make sure that you're providing quality content, because after all, that is their role in the industry. Their value to consumers is the confidence that they have that they've created a filter to make sure that when they type in those search words, they're getting quality information from sites that are put in an order of relevancy. And that can be accomplished through content. Now, I'm going to approach this from three different directions. So first start with your own website content. It's not enough to just put in the word Toyota, Toyota, Toyota. You need to have value added because the engines have learned to filter through that. And even though it's still a factor in the percentage of search words that exist in your copy, is definitely going to impact your relevancy, impact your search engine optimization, it's not the only bullet in your gun. You need to put in a lot more value-added items such as videos, which I'll explain in a moment, such as links to other relevant sites, which greatly enhances the value of your footprint in the search engines. And, of course, the benefit of different pages and different information that each will, the meta tags you have designed into your homepage names. They first find you by the name of your page, and they drill down to see if that name page is relevant to the content. All of these things may seem confusing, but there's solutions. There's search engine optimization firms that will do it for you for a couple hundred dollars. And, of course, the affiliated agencies out there have our network to refer to. We have relationships with Keon Media that offers a free search engine optimization, for example, if you move forward into their quarterly magazine, which is a database management and database marketing tool and a way to expand your search engine optimization to a third-party site. But all of these little tools and tricks of the trade are part of the conversation that you have to be comfortable to have with your customer, because this is the added value that you represent. You don't need to know everything. You just need to know where to find out. And in the case of the advertising agencies linked through us, our resource portal is the answer. AdAgencyOnline.net has quite a few vendor posts linked to it, quite a few articles linked to it, quite a few resources that we can direct you to, and you can always link directly into our subpages if you're an affiliated agency and ask direct questions. If you're not an affiliated agency and you're just coming into our portal, or you're just visiting us through this blog talk radio show, well, after the show, go to adagencyonline.net, click on the free consultation, and we'll either advise you or direct you to places to find it out. The reason we want to do this is because we need to stabilize the morale of the dealers in order for them to stabilize the morale of their salespeople, in order for that message to become distributed to the consumers. It all starts from the top, guys. And we should be functioning as dealer coaches in this environment, giving the confidence to the auto dealer that we represent that there really is an answer that is cost-effective. Our role in analyzing the return on investment is no longer limited to qualified ups and closing ratios. It's frankly more relevant to building a relationship with your consumers, developing an identity online, creating a branding message that transfers from the real world to the virtual world. All of these things exist in how you should be communicating to your dealers, how you should be reassuring your dealers, and providing them solutions. Now let's talk specifically about video. We have a relationship for some time now with LaserStream Video. Mike Parsons was invited to be on the show today. He's just coming back on vacation, got caught up in day-to-day operations, and quite honestly, if he calls in, I'll be happy to take the call. But I've decided to move forward to highlight him as a solution because we rely on him. As you know, he did create our new video model, video spokes model on our homepage, and we certainly appreciate that. We, at this point, are recommending him to everybody we know be able to create a video personality on the website. And I'm going to explain that on two perspectives. The first is, you know, we've always recognized the need to blur the line between the real and the virtual showroom by providing similar content and similar comfort and information on the website as we do when people walk in the front door. But one way to do that is to have a video spokesmodel with a very consistent feature benefit presentation. You know, go through the site with the customer. They literally can use the general manager or the owner, or you can have a real pretty lady, as we decided, because I think that she's actually looking than I am. But it all boils down to the ability to have a video spokesmodel representing the dealership, not only your home page, but with different messages tied to different pages, whether it be fixed ops or parts or even individual vehicle inventory pages. It all exists through our relationship with LaserStream Video. Once they have created a message that matches the personality that you have in your real-world showroom and in your advertising messages, they go ahead and they customize that to fit, and they post it on your site so you have a consistent feature benefit presentation. As you can expect, that replicates the process on the real world, and that initial TO is accomplished through lead converter, which is our meet and greet, our chat room that opens up into a click-to-call, and that's a subject for other shows and other points. But it all boils down to that the content of your site has to be comfortable for the customer, it has to create that personality that you want to have on your virtual showroom, and it has to deliver the message in a branding form rather than a sales message. If they think the purpose of that spokesmodel is to sell them a car rather than give them information and help them maneuver through the site, it will not have the same impact. Another feature of the videos that are presented by LaserStream Video is an opportunity that we've been taking advantage of by posting it on the different search engines as a video. The YouTube, the different engines now that Google, for example, they have their video circles. If you want to see an example of my point, go to google.com and type in lead converter in either their main news or their main section or their news section or their blog section or their video section, and it's going to all show up, but go to video. If you click in the video section within Google.com and then type in lead converter or LaserStream Video or Gumio or any of the vendors we represent, including AdAgeOnline.net, you'll start noticing that they are creating an identity in that video channel. You know, we all see on the news now, the main news now, how YouTube videos are being picked up. Well, in the auto industry, we started to notice that the videos are very highly regarded by the search engines. And if you have a qualified video on your site, it reports back very highly in the search engine optimization rankings. If you take your video and post it as a separate file in the video section, in Google, for example, and Yahoo, it creates another profile for people to find you. And the messages are being expanded. They're no longer being limited to just a few words or a few descriptive sentences on the page. They're now being expanded into actual introductions and almost conversations with the visitors to add a personality to it. I've seen a lot of very, very effective applications of videos that LaserStream Video is quite capable to produce for you and post for you. And we as an agency and or our portal would be more than happy to share best practices in distributing it not only from your website, but to other avenues that are available, such as I've mentioned, you know, such as the postings that we use. So let's move forward with the confidence that videos work. You know, if a picture is worth 1,000 words, a video is worth 1 billion. So please understand, if you have any interest in enhancing the value of the information on your site, or if you want to use it as a tool to maximize the efficiencies of your search engine optimizations for your clients, I strongly recommend you go to our website, adagencyonline.net, click on the LaserStream Video. There'll be a brief video by Mike Parsons. We may have missed him on the show today, but he'll give you his words of wisdom directly. And with that message in hand, just click through, drill down, and we'll literally put you in touch. And we even have contracts and agreements on our portal if you need to move forward even faster than that. To move past LaserStream Video as a solution, I want to continue with my point that our role is different now. You know, we have a lot of vendors that we support on our site, and, you know, I'm going to list them very briefly because I want to remind you all that every single one of them fulfills a role in our being able to maximize the efficiencies of our websites and integrate them into processes that are proving themselves in the real world. It starts with that stuff I mentioned before with lead converter, with their meet and greet, and the ability to set up an initial TO with an online proactive chat that automatically escalates it to a click-to-call if the customer wants to speak to someone. Then, of course, you have the LaserStream Video filling in the hole with their online video presentations, feature benefit, and I've explained their ability to enhance the comfort level and the branding message the way it's delivered on your site. You can move forward into AI Dealer, which is an online shopping cart. It's literally a self-serve desking tool that allows you to convert to cash, the conversation to cash, I like to say. All of these are conversion tools, by the way, which maximizes the efficiency of your site to convert it from a shopper to a buyer. But AI Dealer takes that role literally. They're able to allow your customer, without the involvement of a salesperson, to acquire all of the information they need to make a decision. Everything from drilling down to the inventory and looking at the window stickers to pulling up Carfax reports to getting the information for their trade and the down payment and the payment. And they can do all of this in a self-serving manner, which creates another comfort level that allows them to move to the next step to purchase the car, whether it be through a visit or, quite honestly, they can literally buy the car online. The other relationships that we enjoy on the site that we are pushing is the ability to enhance your personality on the web through third-party sites. The social networking sites that we've been talking about, carfolks.com, for example, which is an open auto industry portal for consumers. It invites dealers to participate. That allows them to get input on the feedback from the people that are posting their experience on the web. But it allows them a filter that gives them 2 weeks, for example, if they are supporting the community, gives them a two-week filter to be able to repair the problem before they go public. And that's an added value that is extremely unique to carfolks.com and an extremely important reason why we selected them as our recommendation for our auto dealer clients to contribute to and involve in as far as participation in social network sites. They also offer free websites for their salespeople, which is an enhancement to your search engine optimization. Instead of only having your own identity out there, you now have the ability to post your salespeople with their own Why Buy Here book online and their own website online to expand your footprint. You have 20 salespeople, you now have 21 sites instead of just the one. The added value, of course, is the fact that you put a priority on listening to your existing customers. And that's also enhanced if you do support the portal in the fact that the dealers are able to allow carfolks.com to directly access your DMS and solicit feedback from your customers coming out of fixed operations. Or anything you put into your DMS that gets put into your CRM is picked up by carfolks.com. They proactively contact these customers as a third-party resource, asking them to post their experience. It's a fantastic current technology way to maximize the efficiencies of your request for referrals. It's a perfect way for you to improve your CSI, and the reporting tools that they include pass this information all on to the decision makers at the dealership so you can source where your reputation is coming from, both good and bad. Major training opportunity. We also recently added a social networking site, which is smartwomenbuycars.com. I call it a social networking site. It's a combination of a lead generator, training application. But what it really is an opportunity for you to create an identity online that takes you outside of your dealer umbrella. You all have to recognize that it took us 50 years to create an energy against us in the market with our aggressive selling tactics. The internet shot us in the foot because it allowed consumers to get around car dealers to get the information they needed. They're often using it as a filter. The best design site, the best leveraged SEO, the best invested SEM is still going to limit you to people willing to talk to car dealers. SmartWomenBuyCars.com and, of course, CarFolks.com, they address the market that's out there trying to get in runs you, and it gives you a platform to speak to them in a community that they're comfortable in. SmartWomenBuyCars.com does that by focusing on women as a targeted segment, and recognize that they really do have unique shopping patterns and unique expectations that can now be fulfilled if they go through the internet. And the opportunity for them to find you through smartwomenbuycars.com is not only the qualifier that you've been pre-screened to make sure that you follow certain codes of conduct, and it also involves in training programs that ensure both the shopper and the dealers that can participate in the program, that the message on the street is going to match the message on the floor, that the website message that smartwomenbuycars.com is attracting the consumer with is going to be the way they're treated when they either drill down to the dealership online or in the real world. So that relationship is an example of leveraged added value that we as agencies are now responsible to present to our dealer clients and maximize the efficiencies of the dollars they're already investing in their own websites, their existing BDCs, CRM, DMSs, and all the other technologies that we hopefully have been counseling them to invest in and involvement in their daily process. The consolidation process that I started referencing in the show, I believe, opens up opportunities for the remaining dealers. It frees up personnel because people that were happy and locked and loaded into dealerships that are being transitioned out are looking for work, and certainly that's a pool that didn't exist or wouldn't exist in a stable economy. That's the opportunity you want to focus on. The ability to support them by having processes to maximize their efficiencies. The ability to link them to their free website through CarFolks. The ability to provide them a CRM system or a web-based system, DMS, such as provided by ADP or BZ Results. The relationships we enjoy with all of these vendors were created in order to enhance the added value that we as agencies can provide to our dealer clients to get them through these tough times. You know, those people that survive are going to remember the people that helped them do it. It better be you. You know, we are representing our site as the one-stop site for all of your automotive needs. That wasn't something that came out of thin air. That was an expansion of a relationship that I've always enjoyed with my clients, and that is, you know, I'm the go-to guy. I'm the guy you go to find out what's going on. Well, this portal, adagencyonline.net, was created for that purpose, to give people one place to go to look at cutting-edge technologies, to find out what's going on in the industry through blog, talk, radio, and our dealer 20-plus groups and the different vendor links that we've negotiated our volume relationships with. Even our conventional media is shared. You know, with JL Media, with $500 million of conventional media placements, the associated agencies we have relationships with have that conversation when they're negotiating in the individual market. We're not talking with the leverage of the 25 or 50,000 of an individual dealer. We're talking with the leverage of $3 million that JL may be placing in that market already for not only their automotive clients, but their non-automotive clients. Old Navy and Ricola, and I could just go down a branding list that gives additional leverage and exposure from their national base to invest in the different markets, the leverage of which is shared with our affiliated agencies. All of this leverage, all of this networking is all accomplished because of you, and that's my point. The purpose of today's show is to remind the agencies out there that the sky is falling, and that's the good news. The fact that we're here with the umbrella, we're here with the net and the network and the leverage relationships to solve the problems without increasing budget, to maximize the efficiencies of the existing budgets to the leverage value of our media placements, the relationships we've invested in and involved in the different vendor applications that I've referenced, such as the Keon Media and the Neo Synergy, which is another opportunity that they're Best Deals, which is a platform for online classified ads that you can manage and monitor after the fact to make sure the price stays competitive. They're linked in with AOL Auto, and I believe also Google is an online relationship they're expanding to. You know, the relationships that we enjoy with these vendors are earned on their end because we've either used them in the real world with our own monies when I was a dealer, or with our existing agencies out in the marketplace through other clients. We will not post or recommend a vendor that we don't have some proven return on investment to we can report back to you, or some ongoing relationship that we can make sure that everything is promised is delivered. All of these things put into context of this format of the show is to remind you all that you need to get in touch with your customers. Don't wait for them to get in touch with you. Pass on the blog talk radio shows like this one today and give them some confidence that you're listening to these issues and addressing these issues. I remind you all that all of the blogcasts are available for download on blog talk radio. You can go to adagencyonline.net. Excuse me, you can go to adagencyonline.net and download that directly through our blog talk radio link. The shows are all labeled. They also exist in our regular, you know, blogs, so you can read the articles that expand on the information covered in these blog talk shows. Tomorrow's show, we have carfolks.com online again. We're speaking with eBay Motors in the hopes that we can attract them in for Friday for our Automotive Advertising Experts show. I remind you, on Thursday, we have the Lunch with Ralph show, Ralph Paglia. Ralph Paglia is the National Director of Digital Marketing for ADP, and we've donated Thursdays to him and his because of the added value he presents and his resources. Of course, his portal, ADM, is a network that we enjoy a relationship with. I contribute a lot of my blogs to that audience as well. For those of you who want to move forward on any of the products or services that we've discussed, needless to say, feel free to go to adagencyonline.net, click on any of the logos. You'll see an introduction video from me, in many cases an explanation video from them. Most of the products and services can be offered through our site, but the real product that we're offering today is information and relationship, and we want you to share that with your clients. For those of you who are not already dealer clients, thanks for joining us. I remind you again, this is an open business meeting, so if I spoke frankly to my agencies and you listened in, well, that's the story. Because there really is two sides to the story when it comes to the auto industry and the economy. Dealers are suffering. Let's help them out and go out and buy a car, especially from one of the dealers on our Dealer Spotlight show. Thanks for your time. Have a great day, and signing off.